pledge.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, March 16th, 2021. Supervisor McCampbell is going to attend by WebEx or virtual, or he's here.
Yep.
Okay, are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Everything's just fine. We're busy, so, and I've just got one agenda item.
Colin Gerst, IT.
I just keep busy like always, but nothing to report.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess we'll start with gravel roads. We did make some headway. I wouldn't say that we've got everything shaped up the way we prefer, but again, you got to remember it's still March. So we haven't been on every single road yet with the just the kind of on and off wet conditions here and there. So things are going to be sloppy for a little while, and then we're going to drive back out and we'll go back at it. So we are going to haul a little bit of spot rock this week. Try to deal with some of the mud spots, but yeah, it's just the time of season. It doesn't take much to get too wet, and it'll take a little bit longer than normal to dry out. So sounds like we're in for more rain all the way through tomorrow into Thursday, so it's going to be sloppy.
I heard you're getting 2 inches tomorrow and 3/4 inch next day.
Well, I hope you're wrong. So not able to do a lot of blading today, but we have 4 rock trucks running and obviously 4 districts, and then tomorrow we'll switch over and hit the other 4 districts that aren't getting rock, and otherwise it's probably not going to be a real true blading week with the weather we've had. So we're going to start our own little internal kind of maintenance project, do a little bit of work in Middletown. So I mentioned at the gym, Casey's driving through there, you're going to see some cones pop up, and there's an intake in town that's been we've known about it for a couple of years, and it's however old it is, and we're going to try to do some of our own maintenance on it just to buy us another 10 or 15 years with it, kind of a thing. So you're going to see it. If there's enough width there, they're just going to cone around it and let traffic go around it, basically. So just a heads up.
They got one of them. They poured a little cement or something in that one that was right there.
In Middletown?
Yeah, Middletown, right after the stoplight.
Probably the same one. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and start to take it apart and see if we can patch it all back together in a more permanent fashion. And I don't know, it's one of those projects where you start with just trying to figure out what in the world's going on and see what you can do. So we got some guys working out there, so that'll be ongoing for a little while. I would mention Flint Bottom Road is now closed. Basically from Beaverdale to North Prairie. We did a press release. I sent out letters twice. We have traffic control up as best as possible, but undoubtedly it'll for 2 or 3 weeks it's going to be just a little bit of a learning curve for people that either drive by a sign because they're not thinking about it or whatever. So there are places, and the nice thing about this is there are places to turn around. With North Prairie Grove, with that intersection being open, if you miss all the signs for some reason and you get all the way to the closure, you can flip around and just stay on pavement and go back. Even a semi has room to turn around. So
nice planning.
Yes, yeah. So anyway, and that road, Flint Bottom, just for reference, and we've noted it all along, for through traffic will basically be closed the entire summer. Locals, of course, will be able to get where they're going, and North Prairie Grove will become kind of that access point for either direction, depending on which side's closed. But right now, it started on the west. They got an hour into breaking up concrete yesterday, and the breaker broke. Is that how that goes? So they're getting that repaired, and they'll be back at it. So there's not a ton of activity right at the moment, but just getting going, getting moving, and So it's good to see that project get started, to be honest with you. So, and of course, they're still working on the bridge up on Highway 99. That's coming along well. I'd say maybe next week they could start setting deck steel. So, you know, I still think there's a chance that sometime in April they could pour a bridge deck. So we'll just see how things progress. Other than that, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, but we're handling all of it. So if you guys have any calls, I would mention for Shane that we talked last week about, we had a work session about all sorts of stuff, but gravel roads, basically. I did put a policy, the county policy for upgrading dirt roads to rock roads on your desk. So you can look for that when you're back down at the courthouse sometime.
Is this for this year or for?
No, it's been a resolution. It's been a policy for. It's a standard county policy, it's for upgrading. So if you had somebody came to you or some, well, actually I got a call last week. So this has already happened. Somebody wants to build a house 900 foot down a dirt road. So I mailed this policy to them. So it's just a standard county policy.
Okay, I got you.
So I just, that way you can take a look at it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. Things are going really well at the Sheriff's Office. We're still taking applications for our Youth Training Academy. So if you know Des Moines County youth, age 16 to 18, we'd love to have them. Other than that, the jail numbers are doing well. They're at 76. Four will be leaving today for Oakdale. And I think we have 9 out of county as of today.
Kevin, this morning on my route, I heard a lot of little kids talking about Tank. He was out at school and brought Tank out. I guess you were doing your youth academy out there, but you made a good impression on him. I think that's a great thing you did.
Well, I appreciate that. We, Deputy Whitaker, who's the school resource officer out there, and Deputy Beard and Lieutenant Williams and myself went out there, and we actually got to see pretty much every student at Danville. Did a presentation for all the different grade levels. Just kind of talked about the Youth Academy, and of course the Tank is the rising star of the Sheriff's Office. He gets all the attention. So we brought him, and it usually goes pretty well, and it did. It went well. So
I like that little cot you had him sitting on too, laying on.
So we keep that at the Sheriff's Office, and that's his bed. He does really well. He sits on his bed, and that's called his place for Dylan. So it works out well, and it's just amazing that dog, its personality, it can be around all those kids, and just not even a concern, but the moment that you need him to go to work, he can do that, and he's just been a great dog. And a lot goes on behind the scenes that people may not realize. The training that Deputy Beard puts in with Tank on his off time, during his work time, he'll always grab a deputy. He'll grab one of us to place a track. So we'll go out in the middle of nowhere and we'll lay a track, and then he'll track us. And he's constantly doing that. He's constantly working on his narcotics detection. And there's a lot of work that goes in to make him the dog that he is. So it's a neat process.
Well, it made a good impression on the school kids, so.
We're glad.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he lays around and sniffs drugs all day.
Pretty much.
Do you want that job?
Okay. You could work for the Hawkeyes.
Okay.
Lost control of this.
Ken Heinrich, Community Services.
Good morning. I can't follow that very well. I have one agenda item on statement of understanding for the region. And otherwise, we had our SEAL meeting last week, and got through our business and talked a lot about legislative updates and things like that. Outcome reports, had a lot of outcome reporting this time. So. And in the future, we'll be talking a lot about contracts these next governing board meetings, as we have our contract meetings and bring them to the governing board. So that's about all I have right now.
Thanks, Ken. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. Just wanted to remind everyone that it's National Severe Weather Preparedness Month. Next week, they're doing the severe weather warning differently. We're doing the emergency drill with the normal weekly warning. So it'll be the 24th at 11 o'clock next Wednesday. And that's for everyone to practice their drills and make sure that they're prepared for in case severe weather came on. The alarm will, or the sounding of the alarms will be different than it would be when we do our normal severe weather drills. They're going to do it just like they would for the warning. So it'll be 2 minutes of ringing, 5 minutes off, and then 2 minutes of ringing again. Whereas if we were truly having severe weather, that would be just straight through. It wouldn't turn off. So just kind of give everyone a head up, because it's a little different than what we've normally done in the past. So, and other than that, that's really all I got for you.
Thanks, Angie. Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got a little project over at the sheriff's office this week. We're going to be working with a couple of the deputies, so really appreciate their help. Should go pretty smooth, hopefully. Other than that, nothing else to report at this time.
I'm going to see you back there holding that orange. You're not thinking about using them when we have our active shooters, are you?
Thought crossed my mind. Thank you.
Well, that could be fun.
You get hit with one of them, you're going to know you got shot.
Yeah. Thank you for the orange, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah.
Krista Pogemiller, local health.
Good morning. I want to start out by thanking Brian and his team for, I live out on the county gravel roads, and they've done a really good job of keeping those roads up. I know it's been a challenge, but they've been really working hard on that, so thank you.
Thank you.
Currently, we continue to be busy at public health. We currently, the county 7-day rolling percentage is 4%. We've had 16 cases in the last 7 days, so those numbers continue to stay down. We have vaccinated 16,200. Our county providers have vaccinated 16,200. And county residents that have received vaccine is 14,200. And those that have received both doses is 5,700 for the county. So we continue to get good numbers. We'll have another boost or another second dose this week at the auditorium. So our county percentage for people who have completed the vaccine will go up. We are continuing to do prime doses at the at our office. People can sign up through the No Wait Inside. That's posted on the county website, as well as there's a link to it on our Facebook page. We every day we open up different days, so people need to just continue to check back. We open those days for scheduling when we know that we've got vaccine coming. So they've been sending that to us pretty regularly, so encourage everyone just to go onto the website and see when those open up. Also, we're in phase 1B, so we've been working with industries. We have a couple more that we need to schedule, but then we should be just about done with our manufacturing. And for manufacturing, it's anyone that works in congregate settings, so someone that works on a line or works in a manufacturing occupation that they can't social distance or maintain that 6-foot distance, they're eligible for the vaccine. So we've been reaching out to the industries and going out and doing those. Still eligible are the people with the healthcare professionals. Anyone 65 and older, anyone 64 and younger that have pre-existing conditions or additional medical conditions, and that's listed on the CDC website, who qualifies for that. So any of them are always able to sign up through that No Wait Inside, as well as those that don't have phone or don't have internet access can still leave a message on the scheduling line. But we do encourage people to use that internet access. It makes it easier for them because then they can pick the time and they make that appointment immediately and there's no need for a call back from us, so.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
Gonna be online?
Yes, I have Jared Lassiter with Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. We do have one agenda item for some reappointments to the Floodplain Advisory Board. Other than that, we have we're on the schedule for next Monday for another zoning commission meeting. This will be another meeting that will specifically be to discuss the proposed updates to the zoning and subdivision ordinances, which we had begun late last year. So we're going to resume with that and then also discuss the possible change from 7 to 5 members, just to get their individual perspective on that before we commit to going ahead with that change. So that process will start moving forward. Other than that, we have a couple subdivisions up for review right now, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Jared. Didn't miss anybody? Okay. Correspondence. Do you have any correspondence?
Yes, I got some correspondence. I got a card here from, I think Mr. Bob might have sent this, I'm not sure. It says the Board of Directors for the Democratic Party. And it says, on the back, it says a whole nest of Democrats here in Maricopa County. So I will share that if anybody wants to look at that.
I received similar correspondence. Arizona Locals, a couple of boroughs there, said went to a Maricopa County Supervisors meeting yesterday. They want advice from all of you. Please share it next meeting and have a swell time. Which I would have if I would have gotten this in time. The U.S. Postal Service was a little tardy, but thank you, I appreciate it. We missed you.
Thank you.
Wow, I didn't get a card.
You got an orange.
Well, I guess that'll have to suffice.
I don't know how good these oranges are, whether you got one or not, Train.
Seeing no other correspondence, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $950,863 even.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
What are we going to do for his signing on here?
Oh, we can just always...
They can do that. So we have,
yeah,
we,
next, time he's, it, next time he's in, he can.
It's on record. Okay, it was voted on. We had to do it. But one meeting, Bob was the only one here. You were sick and I was quarantined.
Yeah.
Then I just, I think, another meeting on that same quarantine. Anyway, we have a payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $761.23.
I move that we accept payroll claims for the amount of $761.23.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have a approval of contract for the paving of J20 Geode State Park PCC paving.
This project, everybody's already aware of it. We bid it a couple of weeks back. It's the short piece of paving going up the hill on the other side, I guess, or the west side of the up from the dam, the geodam. That paving's been in rough shape for a long time, and this is one of those projects where we saved enough money over the last couple of years that we were able to move forward with it. So we bid this out. It's a smaller project, but we had good competition. Our engineer's estimate was just under $248,000, and then the low bid, which was Jones Contracting Corp, was $250,577. I'll give these numbers to you, Bob, so you don't have to try to copy that. And we had four bidders altogether. Next bid was 258, next bid was 264, and of course we had a high bid of 329. So three very competitive bids out of the four. So I would recommend approval of this contract.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, we have a Southeast Iowa Link Seal Region Governing Board Statement of Understanding for fiscal year 2022. This essentially breaks down the understanding between the counties and the Seal Region, who's employed by whom. Patty Brooks is 100% under the Mental Health and Disability Services, and Ken Hyman is 80% under Ken Hyman is 80% under the Mental Health and Disability Services and Seal Region, and 20% under General Assistance. So I recommend approval of this.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. I asked Terry to put this next item on the agenda. It's a letter of support for OptumAid for CMHC. Des Moines County is one of 10 counties in Iowa that does not have a community mental health center. And a community mental health center is required to perform a menu of a mental health service that I won't try to enumerate. But they are also important that a local community mental health center is that their mix of funding services requires them to serve everybody, regardless of the source of their funding. And they're also required to have a prescriber on their staff, which would typically either be a psychiatrist or a nurse practitioner with a psychiatric psychiatric approval or whatever. I guess I'm not sure of the anyway, so the mental health
psychiatrist or ARNP nurse practitioner
with a psychiatric endorsement.
Yep.
Endorsement, yeah. Anyway, so the Mental Health and Disability Services, of which I used to be a member, turned them down last month. I think there was a misunderstanding. So I'm going to attend on Zoom, and they're asking the other members of the SEAL region to support this, and they're asking to be the Community Mental Health Center for Des Moines County, Jefferson, and Lee County, and those are three of the 10 counties that don't have those. And so without a Community Mental Health Center, and SEAL's been trying to acquire one, so this is an opportunity. So anyway, it's commission members. As the commission is aware, residents of three Southeast Iowa Link Region member counties, Des Moines, Jefferson, and Lee, do not currently enjoy the benefits afforded by the presence of a CMHC. The SEAL region has actively sought a designated CMHC for those three counties, but Southeast Iowa is experiencing workforce shortages, especially as that relates to clinical professionals. OptumAid has long been a valued partner in serving the residents of our three counties. Today, we are both delighted and grateful for their willingness to pursue the CMHC designation and assume the additional responsibilities that accompany that designation. The Des Moines County Board of Supervisors wholeheartedly supports OptumAid's request to be designated as the Community Mental Health Center for our three counties and asks for your approval of that request. Thank you for your consideration. Respectfully, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors.
I agree.
Awesome.
Somebody moved it. Support to send this.
I will move the support the letter to optimate for CMHC.
I gladly second.
Thank you. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Now, what would our support stamp that? We'll just have that signed.
Okay.
We have a approval of the revised 2080 DESCOM agreement. Did you ever get a chance to talk to Lisa Schaefer about this?
Yes, I did. So I sent Lisa an email, and she said that she thought that was actually old language. It wasn't language that she had edited. So I sent that same email to Shanna, and basically saying that I highlighted the version that I thought we could edit, and the recommendation that we make that edit, but send out to all the board members, just so they're aware of that, because I guess I felt that the approval of the 2080 was with that knowledge that we would make that change. So I haven't seen that email come out, but I did send that.
I haven't, and I'm under the same assumption you are. When we when the DESCOM board approved this, we approved it with the intent that if it required editing those two sentences or that paragraph,
yep,
to make it a little clearer, that we would do that. So I guess with that in mind, we will approve this. And
can we approve it? Or should I feel more comfortable waiting until it's been edited, till we get an email back from Shannon on that myself. With everything that we've had with DESCOM, I'd feel more comfortable.
We can table it.
It was already edited.
I agree.
I will, and maybe I could just send it out. I'll send another email to Shannon. I'll reach out to her again, and I can send it out to all the DESCOM members directly also.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We could table it for a week or two.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we table until it's edited and take that out.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Okay. We have a resolution to reappoint the Des Moines County Floodplain Advisory Board members. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approves appointment to the Des Moines County Floodplain Advisory Board, and whereas Bob Prawl, representing the insurance industry, and Ron Wunderlich, representing a resident living in the floodplain, have expressed interest in continuing to serve on the board, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby reappoints Rob Prawl with a 4-year term to expire August 1st, 2024, and Ron Wunderlich with a 3-year term to expire September 1st, 2023, to the Des Moines County Floodplain Advisory Board.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Thank you, and with that, we that takes care of all our reappointments for our three land use boards for all the terms that expired. So,
you're welcome.
That gives you a full board too, doesn't it, Jared?
What's that?
That gives you a full board, no vacancies.
So for floodplain, no. We're still figuring out the situation with zoning with that one vacant position, if we're going to keep having 7 going forward or not. But apart from that, we're all good.
Okay.
We have the second tier canvas for the Danville School Measure. We have the results of the Henry County election. I'm assuming they'd already canvassed these totals?
Yes, Henry County canvassed their totals last week, the same time that we canvassed our totals, and the second tier is basically combining the two results together for the total, so the measure still passed. Yes votes 82, no votes 52. Should be the total.
A total of 134 votes, that's correct. We just need a motion to accept the second tier canvass.
Make the motion to accept the second tier canvass on the Danville spatial election.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broeker?
Yes. We'll sign these after the meeting to make sure we get the right form signed in the right place. We have personnel actions. We have a personnel action for the correctional center. We have Tanner Whalen, kitchen cook, promoted to cook. Previous rate was $11.05 an hour. The new rate is $13.07 an hour.
I move that we accept this personnel action.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broeker.
Yes. And we have a personnel action for GIS. Alexander Engel, a GIS technician, new hire, the rate of $38,000 a year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broeker?
Yes. Reports. We have the Clerk of Courts report of fees collected for February 2021, the Recorder's report of fees collected for February 2021, Sheriff's Monthly report for February 2021, Southeast Iowa Regional Riverboat Commission for February 2021, Treasurer's Cash on Hand report December 31st, 2020, and the Treasurer's Semi-Annual report December 31st, 2020. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review.
And I believe the treasurer's reports require a little more signatures on those. Okay. When you get to those.
Yes, Bob.
If somebody wants to review a report or any other material from the auditor's office, do they have to stay in the building and do that, or can they come down and get a copy of it to take home?
You can, if you want to pay for a copy, you can get a copy.
Okay.
Treasurer's office does not require a signature, do they? Yes, we do. Okay, got it.
I knew one of them.
One, yeah, it does. I was.
And Bob, do you get the packets that I send out to the media? All those reports would be in there.
Okay, thanks.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of March 9th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broeker?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none.
I guess attended the Southeast Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services Region, the advisory and governance meetings, and there was quite a bit of discussion about the community mental health center issue, and approved payment of bills. That was about it. Future agenda items.
There we go.
I spoke with Bob Bartles this week, and he would like to have a come down for a work session sometime and talk to us about this idea that he's got on solar power. So I said that I would bring that before you guys and see if he could get a window in sometime.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Next week's probably a bad week.
What's that?
Next week's probably a bad week.
We already have, what, 5 public hearings next week. So
the following week, we're taking a project tour. So you can do
it. Have to
I think next week. I think next week was bad for him anyway, so.
Okay, sometime in April then.
Yeah, might have been April.
Weather will be better then anyway, hopefully.
I'll use that to remind you guys to put it in your calendar for the 30th.
Okay, I'd like to have Rodney attend that too. Is that okay with you, Rodney?
The solar power one?
Yeah, solar powered one.
You can come on the project tour one too.
You have a standing invitation to the to discussion of the 5-year plan.
I might be busy. Let me check.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out of town.
So project tour March the 30th? Brian?
Yeah. Huh?
Project tour March the 30th?
Yes, that's my intention. The one before that was another option, but it is just as busy as it was with budget and everything. It made more sense to go with the 30th.
Okay.
That'll just be the tour. That won't be the program. The program will probably be the week after, but I'll get with you on that.
Now, we're going to have that program. We're going to put it on the first.
Very first thing.
And you people know
what
we're going
through.
I bet
that's the shortest agenda you've had.
I think I already said committee reports. I gave one. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah. No.
I had health, public health, but Krista pretty well put that up. But we did invite Pastor Dial, and have you heard back from him?
Yes, he is. Reverend Dial's interested in joining the board, he hasn't sent me a letter yet. I'll bring that to the next Board of Supervisors meeting for appointment, but he is interested.
Well, I think Pastor Orlando, I think his first name of Dial, he's going to join the board. It'll be nice to have him. He's a good gentleman. He's got a lot of knowledge. So, and then I had a Russ meeting, and we finished signing the contract on the 2080 agreements for Des Moines County. So that's all put in bed, put away. That's all I had.
Okay. Shane, do you have any committee meetings?
I had Quad County DCAT, and I've got a name now. I had workforce development, and I'm no longer iPad there, so I've got a name in that group. And I had my meeting with Community Action. They got me up to speed and give me the huge packet, so I've been reading through that, a lot of reading. But yeah, so it's going okay. All is well.
Good. Good. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, we have available an email address or a phone number. You may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to initiate that email or call. In the meantime, does anybody in the room? Mr. Saar.
I drove up here from Florida yesterday, and I almost made it all the way, but I decided to pull over before I wrecked this person's car. but I made it almost to Hannibal. But yesterday morning, I was kind of blowing through Macon, Georgia. You don't really have to listen to this show.
You got a pen to take notes, Kevin.
And I was doing 85 in a 70 zone. And I look in the rearview mirror, and there's the sheriff right on my bumper. So I moved over a lane because he wanted to pass me. That's what he wanted to do. And right behind him, there's like five or six good old boys in their pickups and Mercedes and all of that. And they go blasting down the road. So I called a friend from Georgia, and I said, what's that all about? He said, oh, that's called a Georgia train. It happens all the time. I went, really? He goes, yeah, you got to go join it. So I did. And at one point, I looked at the speedometer, and we were doing almost 100 miles an hour. But because apparently, because I was following the sheriff down there by Macon, that's okay. You know, nobody cares.
Is that a service offered here?
I was going to say, hey.
I think we got too many tractors and combines.
Okay.
Our deputies don't violate the speed limit.
Okay.
That's absolutely necessary.
Did you ever see the movie Macon County Wine?
No.
Well, that's what I, as soon as he said Macon, that's the first thing that popped in my head was, oh.
I thought maybe that's the reason he didn't make, and one day I thought maybe I'd spend the night there.
Yeah.
Well, I have your card in my wallet.
I'm sure it went, Danny.
Let me introduce myself.
You accidentally dropped it.
Hey. Seems like you guys are having a lot of fun without me there.
That's your problem.
I'm still trying to figure out why we all got oranges, but Tom got a coconut.
He's got an orange.
Was that a personality trait thing? He was.
I've got an orange. I'm not sure that's a coconut. I'm not sure what that is. Coconuts. I don't think that's a coconut.
I'll tell you, when Tom looked at it a while ago, he wanted to know if there's anything live in that.
I don't want it to hatch on me. I've
that's
seen
a coconut, isn't it?
So what is it, Bob?
It's a dinosaur egg.
It's a tree egg.
It's a seed?
Coconuts lay, coconut trees, palms lay eggs, and that's...
Really?
Yeah, it's right there on your desk.
Yeah, I could...
It could be petrified dung.
Yeah.
What it looks like.
It'll be on your desk next week, James.
That's all right. I'll pass.
I'll put your orange on your desk at the end of the meeting.
Any other public input? If not, with an aye, we're adjourned.
All right.
Aye.
Aye.